eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. It's our 9 o'clock hour. We are on a remote broadcast today in the Lopez McHugh Law Firm in Morristown, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Alan, we were puzzled as to why a fine firm like this would bring us in. Now we have more information on that. Well, the real estate values in Morristown, New Jersey are extremely high because it is a quality community.
Unless you're a farm.
In an effort to lower those real estate values, they brought us here.
Oh.
And what I am hearing, Al, is that land now is far more affordable than it was 3 hours ago.
Well, because they have thousands of jackasses here that can write it off as a farm.
Exactly. You know, is that what it is? All I know is, I said to Al, I said, yeah, I lived in Medford. Medford is nice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If I had to do it again, I'll be honest with you, I would have moved instead to Morristown.
You may have to do it again.
We'll check with Gail.
Something tells me, Al, they would welcome me more warmly than they did in Medford.
That's not hard.
No, <it wasn't. laughs> They did not. They were not impressed by my attendance.
Nah, the parade when you left was awesome.
He is on fire today.
All right, let us know. Yeah, I don't know what got into him. But anyway, we are at this fine law firm, but we have idea. We are really trying to figure out what's going to happen on Sunday after a dramatic week in the NFL. I consider him the sports voice of New York. He is the host of the New York, New York podcast at Ringer and at Spotify. The great John Jastrzemski is on the line with us. How you doing today, John?
Andrew, I'm doing fine, man. Happy New Year. All is well. It's good to be back. What's happening, brother?
Well, John, what's happened, obviously, in the NFL is this terrible story with Hamlin, DeMar Hamlin. Could you tell me what impact it has had on talk in New York this week?
It was really tough to watch. You know, Ange, we're getting numb to football injuries. Like, you see them all the time. You see dead ones all the time. I go back to what happened with Tua a couple of months ago with the concussion, and I thought maybe, you know, the finger thing, that was like the worst I'd ever seen.
Oh.
This was one where you didn't even realize how bad it was until you see them running to go and do CPR. And then all of a sudden you have a knot in your stomach and you're saying, oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's one of those moments. Let's be honest. I'm not trying to be, you know, sensational or dramatic. You're going to remember where you were. It was one of those NFL injuries that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
100% right, John. And here's the guilt I bring to our show today. I am very concerned for the young man. I am highly relieved that he is doing better. It was horrendous to watch, but also I appreciate the fact that the NFL had the right personnel to be able to save that man's life. And I still can't wait for Sunday to see a football game. How do you balance the two? You know, the human part of you going, all I really care about is that young man's okay. And the anticipation of a silly football game.
And I'm right there with you. Because that's in our DNA. I think that's what it boils down to. It's a great game. It's the number one sport in America. We love watching it. We love talking about it. I love gambling on it. So, like, there's a lot that goes into it. So I think there are a lot of Americans, there are a lot of folks in Philadelphia, there are a lot of folks in New York, who are feeling the exact way that we're feeling when it comes to DeMar Hamlin. But at the same time, we love our football. And I'm not going to lie to you, I will be as excited as anyone to watch these games come Sunday, for sure.
I feel better that I'm not the only one who feels that way, because this is my way to get away from the angst of real life. And it's always there for me, at least this time of the year. John, they must be doing cartwheels up in New York that the Giants made the playoffs this year, aren't they, the fans?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I mentioned it to you guys when I came on a couple of weeks ago. The Giants are not a particularly talented team. They're not. I mean, let's be honest. They gutted the roster. They said goodbye to Bradbury, who was their best corner, because they didn't think they were going to be any good this year. And Brian Daboll has come in and has worked wonders. I mean, look at what he's done with Daniel Jones, who was playing the best football of his career. You've gotten a revitalized Saquon Barkley. And I know there are some great Coach of the Year candidates. Your guy Sirianni, Kyle Shanahan. You guys have terrific teams. The Niners have a terrific team. This Giants team is not a playoff team. Brian Daboll's Coach of the Year. With the job he has done with that roster, to get them to the sixth seed, to be playing this game against the Eagles where it means nothing for them, it's an incredible coaching job. There's no question.
You got my vote, especially after the last two weeks with the Eagles. All right, but John, here's the thing. This is really the key question of our conversation this morning. What's your best read on what Daboll does with his starters Sunday here?
And I'm trying to figure that out, but usually Vegas is not wrong when it comes to this stuff. The Eagles are 2-touchdown favorites against the New York Giants come Sunday. That leads me to believe that you are not getting the full complement of Giants starters for four quarters. And the talking point in New York all week has been, well, Tom Coughlin against the undefeated New England Patriots in week 17, played his starters. The Giants lost a heartbreaker, but it galvanized them, and they built momentum going into the postseason. That's all well and good. This Giant team doesn't have the depth. To me, if you're Brian Daboll, heaven forbid Daniel Jones gets hurt. Heaven forbid Saquon Barkley gets hurt or Kayvon Thibodeau gets hurt. They don't have the horses to go and lose a guy like that and then have a chance of being competitive against Minnesota or whoever you're going to play in the postseason. So my guess is you're not seeing the Giants starters for four quarters. That's my personal take.
The Vegas connection is perfect. They always know more than everybody else. You're right, John. Hey, John, here's the thing. Is there any remaining sentiment over the way the Eagles tanked 3 years ago and kept the Giants out that they would like to get some revenge for that? Is there any of that?
That's a great question. Different coaching staff, different regime. Some of the players on the team were there. I mean, Daniel Jones was a Giant. I'm going to have him on my podcast tomorrow, and so I'm going to ask him that question.
Yeah.
That's a great, great call. Look, if I'm a Giants, that team wasn't any good. that team didn't deserve to be in the playoffs anyway. What were they, six,
but you had a great head coach then.
Philly's finest, Joe Judge, who was out scheming my pathetic Dolphins on Sunday. I mean, embarrassing what has happened to my football team. I mean, you guys are complaining about losing two in a row. I haven't seen a win since Thanksgiving. I mean, think about that for a minute.
100%. All right, listen, you talked me into Daboll for Coach of the Year. You got my vote. Now I want to get your vote, Hurts MVP. Here's the scenario. They're 13-1 with Hurts. He doesn't play 2 weeks. They lose both games. He comes back and wins and gets them the number one seed. How is that not? 14-1 record. How is not the MVP this season?
And that could win a guy like me over. There's something to that. There's something to that. And, again, I've been adamant that it's been Mahomes all season. You lose Tyreek Hill. Kansas City has continued to keep on keeping on. And I've considered Hurts. I told you guys. I had him number two if I were putting a ballot together, which I'm not, so it's imaginary, and I have some fun with it. That is a great sell point, though, what has happened to the Eagles over the last 2 weeks. Because watching that game on Christmas Eve, Gardner Minshew is lighting up Dallas Cowboys. I'm like, wow, they ain't missing a beat. They're going to get the one seed. They're going to be able to rest them for a few weeks. That New Orleans game was eye-opening on Sunday. There's no doubt. That was an eye-opener.
All right. Who are you picking on Sunday, John?
I think the Eagles. And it's a weird game, guys, because you're trying to figure out who's playing and who's not. I just am not convinced we're going to see Giants starters for four quarters. And the Eagles need the game. It's all the way around that they need the game.
All right. You're given 14. Who are you taking now?
Wow. That's a monster number. That's a monster number. I really don't want to take it, but no. I mean, it's for the sake of, let's put it this way. I'm not picking the Giants to win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get cute. I'll say the Eagles smoke them. How about that?
Wow. Wow. He's given the 14. Judge Ostrepsky is a bold, fine talk show host. New York, New York podcast at Ringer and Spotify. John, I love talking to you, man. Thanks.
My pleasure. Be careful with that one, guys. 14 is a lot of fun. Later, guys.
See you, John.
Oh, he's the best.
And I do get the feeling, Al, that John from time to time will place a legal wager.
How am I supposed to be careful with
it? No, but you, Al, you do understand that you said the same thing.
Yeah.
That when you saw the number, you went, Vegas knows this
stuff.
Yeah, they
know, yeah.
Especially a New York team, right?
Yeah.
They got people. Here's what I learned that I didn't know. Barrett, I don't know if you realize it. Right now, since legal betting came in, more than ever, these people, Vegas knows hours before anything is ever announced.
Edge, the Jalen Hurts injury.
Happening.
Remember when I told you about it?
Oh, yeah.
I told you, and I also told our boss, who then immediately, like 5 minutes later, texted me and said, the line just switched.
They knew.
It
didn't come out for 2 hours.
Yes. So
it did not come out for 2 hours.
I was in the know and didn't know.
No. Mm-hmm.
And they knew before I did.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these guys know if they kept that number at 14 all week, Al, that means most of the money, probably no money came in, right? Who's betting on a 14-point game?
That's also saying Jalen Hurts is going to be here also.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts is going to be there. The Giants are going to play their starters.
Yep.
So we should win. Now, if somehow the Eagles still lost, it could be a really ugly Monday.
Oh, you think?
No. Next level ugly.
Really?
If the Eagles would like to avoid that, I don't even see how I can do the interview with Nick without yelling.
Well, I have good news for you. You'll hear from the coordinators today.
The coordinators are talking today.
They are speaking today, yes. Gannon's 12:30 and Steichen's at 1:20. Prepare accordingly.
Hey, Shane, what went into that game plan you put together? And Jonathan. The first 9 minutes, could you take me through that and tell me what good play
it was? Disappointing.
It was disappointing. Gina is up from Morton. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Gina?
I'm doing great. I wanted to, first of all, give a shout-out to Rhea.
Yep.
It's been a while right now while I was on hold, but that was 5 words. We said that at the exact same time when that caller was on, and it cracked me up.
Well, thank you, Gina.
Yes, I have a new hour drive to work in the morning, and you make it pleasant. So I wanted to give that shout out to you. But I just want to say we knew when Jalen got hurt that we didn't care about the last two games. Like, I felt like that was what we were feeling on the radio, at home. I cared about Christmas Eve because I was having family over. It was a whole big Eagles Christmas Eve party. But we're all panicking. Like, we knew we didn't care about those two games, and we care about this one. So I feel like we need to chill.
You know what? I didn't care about the Christmas Eve game until 3rd and 30.
Third and 30. That was hard.
I was ready to accept a well-fought defeat. And then 3rd and 30 came.
Yeah.
And it's 2 weeks now, Gina, and I'm still not over it. I still can't believe that play happened. And you want to tell me how great my coordinator is? His whole defense is predicated on stopping exactly that kind of play.
The big play.
That's what they're geared for. We don't allow the big play. 3rd and 30, T.Y. Hilton, who I thought was still retired, makes the play. Oh, I still have – you can hear me, Gene. I still haven't gotten over it.
I, I hear you. And I was at the game on Sunday. So, yeah, it was hard. Leading up to it was beautiful out. The music was pumping. We were ready to go. And my friend said, "Do you think they're going to win?" I'm like, "Who cares?" But, yeah, it was – as soon as the game started, I was like, oh, this isn't
going to work out. Gina, I got to know this. At halftime, as they were walking off the field, did you boo the Philadelphia Eagles?
I didn't. I thought it was I didn't want to be rude.
Okay. I got you.
But
Rhea, did you?
I was glad others did.
You know I don't boo, but I was not happy. I was chatting with you.
She gave me the finger, so I'm assuming she gave it to the Eagle. Gina, give me a song.
I got it. Havana Unana.
Oh, I love this song. Please sing a little of it.
I just did. That's all I
did. That's all she's got.
Song.
I love it.
Oh, Gina, that's one of my Havana. Havana. I can't sing it. I love it though. Yeah. See, I love that song. Go in, Gina. 215-592-9494. We come back. Who's on the hot seat? That's next. WIP Sports Time, 9:16.
And one of the things I love all season about betting on the NFL is that you always find new player game props that I love and you're absolutely going to love. And that is what's really, really cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, and that's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because you can combine these props with other bets from the same game, and what you do is you score an even bigger payout, perfect for Sunday's game. You know what quarterback's coming back. You know he usually scores a rushing touchdown. You know he's going to be cranked up to throw a couple of long passes there. So maybe you combine all of that, and you come out with a really big win. Same game parlay. One of the reasons I love to bet on FanDuel, it's really, really easy to use, and when you win, you get that winnings really quickly. FanDuel Sportsbook, official part of 94 WIP. I love the app. You're going to love the app, and there's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Well, sign up today with the promo code AL for a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. Lot on the line for the Eagles Sunday against the Giants. Division title, home field advantage throughout, and the top seed.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome in the game, getting the number one seed. But, yeah, we got things we need to fix offensively, regardless of what our seed is in the playoffs. So I think, really, we're just focused on ourselves, focused on getting better this week of practice. And I think if we do that, we'll be in a good position moving forward.
That was Jason Kelce earlier on the WIP Morning Show. Speaking of practice, Jalen Hurts, a limited participant in the Eagles walkthrough on Wednesday, though the Inquirer's Jeff McClain says Hurts took all the first-team reps. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians. Looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership? Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by Window Nation. Mix of sun and clouds, a high of 60. It is currently 56. Get Window Nation's home show savings. Two free windows with every two you buy, plus no interest for 5 full years. WindowNation.com/homeshow. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
.923. Listen to Havana. This was... Listen, is that nice?
Ooh, la, la.
Go ahead, Ava.
Banner,
oh, I love that song. I hope that's in our top five. We are doing songs. New York, New York is the most famous song ever about any city or state. And we are honoring now songs today with our NovaCare tickets to the luxury box for Sunday, a song about a city or a state. And we are doing our show today in a fine, fine city, Morristown, New Jersey.
Any songs about Morristown, no?
I don't believe so, Al, although they have the money to commission one. Lopez McHugh Law Firm we are. And at some point, we're going to get Jim down here because I would like to file a lawsuit to make a few dollars. I have had some pain and suffering today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't I get money for that?
Well, I mean, Al has been brutal.
Exactly. I think I should get something for that.
Yeah.
But I also want to mention, let me just, to get you ready for our final segment this morning, I would like to read for you the depth chart at quarterback of the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Al, the starter on Sunday is the legendary Ben Powell.
Ben Powell?
Mm-hmm.
Backing him up in uniform, the equally legendary Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, Heinicke.
And on the sideline in dress clothes, still making $100 million plus.
Oh, my God.
Is former Eagle quarterback Carson Wentz.
Pants socks. Yeah.
He is now third string
yeah.
on a non-playoff
team. You have to have Ava show you what Al yeah. Morgani tweeted out about Carson Wentz 2 minutes ago.
Did he? Is it the Waterboy thing?
Yes.
He just showed it to me. They took the poster from Waterboy, yes. the Adam Sandler movie, and they put Carson Wentz in
that's
it.
That's awesome,
holding
Al.
The water. And Al, that seems to me to be rude. I'm
wow.
just saying.
This is like pretty but fantastic work, too.
I told you before, Al, I feel that I'm not going to heaven. You
yeah.
know, you, when you get close,
sometimes
you start. But
yeah.
I go, well, I still care about football when yeah. more important things go on. That indicates to me I'm superficial.
Is that a warm feeling?
I still, no. Al, I still feel, I feel happy. When the bad things happened to Carson Wentz.
Oh, my God.
I even had a moment with Barrett Brooks a couple of minutes ago, and I went, Barrett, do you enjoy the failure of Carson Wentz? So what did you say, Barrett?
Yes.
Well, everybody, it's like, yeah.
Barrett, welcome to hell. You're right. coming with us.
Well, no, just
no,
because,
you're coming with us.
I know, but I'm just saying, just because he's a guy that you know what I'm saying, is supposed to be
yep.
religiously influenced, does yep. not mean that he's right. With
no.
being religiously influenced.
I even have doubts about that situation.
Yeah. I'm a Christian, too, but it doesn't mean I have to act like I like that.
Exactly. See that?
It's not very Christian-like, actually.
Exactly.
Hoping for bad things happening to other Americans indicate to me that you're going to hell.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hope anything happens to him. I just didn't care, and I laughed when it did happen to
no,
him.
If you laughed, you're going to hell. That's the way it works. That's tell it. Him, Al. Al knows hell.
Yeah. You get it? It's got a 24/7 loop of Eskin. Right? All day long.
That's my authority right there.
You
right?
know you're going there when the PA is playing the best of Howard F. Anyway, Ava Graham.
Yes.
Are you ready with a hot seat?
I am, Angelo. Today, the NFL is on the hot seat, sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge, a different kind of network designed to save you money. Let me start by saying the NFL is not on the hot seat for how they handled that tragic
no.
situation on Monday night. That is not what we're talking about here. The NFL is on the hot seat because it's time to make some moves. What are you going to do about the Bills-Bengals game? Is it happening? Are games going to be played in that week that's usually free? I wouldn't want to be the one to make the decision, but still, a decision has to be made. Just make a call, people. They need to. You got to start planning. We got to start planning. It's time, okay? Schedules have to be done. There's people's lives are working around it. The time is now. Please, just make a call. Please.
There are a couple of fascinating possibilities. One is, if they really feel the fairest way is to give the Bills a chance to win the two games mm-hmm. and get the first seed. In order to do that, here's what they are now looking at as a possibility, although the biggest option, the most likely, is they will cancel the game. And then if Kansas City wins on Sunday, they get the first seed, and the Bills are out of luck, mm-hmm. all right? That wouldn't seem fair, given
no.
what they just dealt with.
Yeah.
Here's the scenario that's fascinating. So they play out next week. They play this weekend. They play week 18.
Right.
That's done. There's one game hanging.
Mm-hmm.
The following week, the NFC playoffs start. Both leagues start. They don't start the AFC playoffs because they don't have the pairings yet. So they do the game that was canceled or postponed last Monday night. They play that the next weekend. And they play the NFC playoff games, the first round, because
oh, okay.
the NFC is determined. The following week, the AFC plays their playoff first round, and the NFC shuts down.
Wow.
No game. That would put everything back a week. The following week, they resume in both leagues, because now all the games have been played, and they eliminate the week before
the
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that way, they would still finish at the same time, and they would be able to get the games in. That makes the most sense to me.
So that, to me, seems the most fair.
Right?
So if you're the if you get the bye in the NFC, how many weeks have you not played football?
You would play, well, wow, that's a long, yeah, it's 3 weeks.
Jesus.
That's 3 weeks
right,
now.
Right.
You would play on Sunday, and then you would have two additional weeks off.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a
that's
lot.
Right.
That's a lot.
We were hoping Jalen Hurts was going to do that, though, anyway.
Well, he's only played one. He would have played like one half in 7 weeks.
And then after all that time, Nick Sirianni would say, I'm not sure yet about Hurts. It's only February 31st.
Right. We'll start day to day.
We don't have to make a decision yet.
Let's go back to Adam in Ardmore. Hi, Adam.
How are you, everybody?
We're fine, Adam. How are you feeling today?
Well, when I originally called, I was a little nervous about the game on Sunday, even though we're 14-point favorites.
Yep.
After listening to Kelsey, I don't know, something changed in me that I feel that he's going to have some type of speech in that locker room that's going to change it around, and he's just going to let it in, you know, all out on his offensive team, you know, the offensive line, all the offensive weapons, and let them know not to mess up like they did on Sunday. Now,
I got the same, by the way, Adam, I got exactly the same message. He is as determined as you can be to that not happening again this Sunday, what we saw against New Orleans.
Yeah. I mean, I called up last week, told you that my son said Dallas sucks, and, you know, my son was happy that a radio personnel said, hey, I'm raising a good kid. He smiled. But, you know, the birds kind of ruined Christmas. The birds ruined New Year's Day for me. I mean, I completely missed the Mummers Parade to watch the Birds game, expecting them to beat the Saints and for us to get a better draft pick. And we lost, and I was a little disappointed in that. But I'm looking forward to this game on Sunday. Hopefully my answer could be a winning answer, because I will be taking my son if I win, and I know he'll love it. But the one thing I want to do really quick as well is correct you. One of the callers said the song Allentown. And you said that was sung by Bruce Springsteen. It is
Billy
not.
Joel.
It's actually sung by Billy Joel. So I know you probably realize that.
Screwed it
but
up.
Hopefully
right.
This is my winning song.
Yep.
And everybody in Philly knows it. You're born and raised, and it is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, Will Smith.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All
it's
right,
Bel-Air. That's a city.
That is a city.
Right?
Getting Will Smith involved may not be great timing, but it's worth the shot there, Adam. I appreciate that. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If the Eagles lose this game Sunday, especially if they're facing the scrubs of the Giants, he should train his kid to say the Eagles suck. Because the season.
Angelo.
Make this abundantly
oh
clear
God.
To everyone listening on the Eagles flagship station. Mm-hmm. If they lose Sunday, they are toast this season. Mm. Are you with me, Al?
Oh, yeah.
They are done.
Yeah.
You do not come back from having in your hand the first seed. Go to the fifth seed and then start a miraculous run. You with me, Barrett? It doesn't happen. You with me, Barrett?
There's no question about it.
They have to. This is not. You talk about must wins. This is a must win. You either win this game or fold the tent. It's over for the year.
Oh, no, aren't you three a picnic?
Thank you.
Can't wait.
Why do you think nobody from the law office came in this morning?
Yeah.
Ron's on the line. Hi, Roddy. Good morning.
Hey, Angie, how you doing, man?
I'm
and hello to the morning team.
We're doing great, Roddy. What's on your mind, pal?
You can't leave me. That's what's on my mind. Don't go.
Well, I'm trying to stay as long as I can, but they keep losing. I think they want me to leave.
You're going
to
ruin my life, Angelo.
No, I'm going in less than 2 weeks, Ron.
There's always a silver lining.
No, I could be done 2 weeks from today, Rod, if they lose.
I'm going to come down, and I'm going to grab your leg, and I will not let you leave the station, man.
Al, I could be out of here sooner than you realize.
Yeah.
Barrett, just think of the loss to this city.
We would mourn.
I'm telling you. You know,
Sirianni might be trying to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
I lost the Lombardi Trophy, but I got the Nobel. That's pretty good. Ronnie, give me a song.
Billy Joel, New York State of Mind.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Do you want to sing a little of that, Ron?
I'll sing a little bit for you. Some folks like to get away. Take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind.
I got it.
Wow.
Ron, that was phenomenal.
That was really
Ron,
good. I love that
song,
too.
Are you a professional singer?
Heck no.
Do you sing in the shower?
Not sing in the choir.
Because if he does, I'm coming over after I retire.
Hold it.
While he's in the shower?
Ron, I'll hold the soap.
No, you won't. I have something to say something about that.
Ron, stay right there, Ron. Al, that's a singer. That guy nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know if Ava's given any points for that, but that guy nailed that song. 215-592-9494. If we come back, very briefly, I don't want to harp on it, Al.
Yeah.
But Wentz is done.
Yeah.
He is toast. 215-592-9494.
But I don't want to harp on it.
9494. I am not here to revel in the failure of others.
Wentz
WIP
sucks.
Sports Time, 936. Let me tell you what's going on at Borgata, where we will be tomorrow morning. You can enjoy the ultimate big game experience at Borgata. Reservations are now available for guaranteed seating at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Bar. Six betting windows, a 40-foot-wide LED video wall, and the best food and drink specials in town. BetMGM Sportsbook and Bar is the place to be. Don't miss a second of the action on February 12th. That's Sunday. Visit theborgata.com to make your big game reservation. 9:41 is your time. Ladies and gentlemen, throughout the morning, it has been our honor to be in the law offices of Lopez McHugh, which is right here at 214 Flynn Avenue in Morristown. These guys are extremely successful. You know
yes.
that when you see the Morristown address,
yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
And Jim McHugh is with us. And, Jim, thank you so much for the generous donation you made to our Radiothon on behalf of the Philadelphia Eagles and their youth partnership. It is a tremendous thing that you have done for us today, and you have been phenomenal hosts. Thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you, Angelo. You guys are the best talk show in the country, so we are honored to have you here.
All right. That would be challenged in a court of law, but we'll let that one slide. A couple of things I would like to ask you. You are extremely successful in medical malpractice suits. Is that correct, Jim?
Well, I mean, we try medical malpractice cases, yes. That's one of the things we focus on here.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Let's just say you're about to try a major, major case, and word leaks out to you that the opposing counsel is a huge Cowboy fan. Would that affect the way you tried the case?
Well, I think at that point, Angelo, we have to tell the other side that there'll be no settlement, that we're taking it to the jury.
There it is. See that? He's going for the jugular, Al.
Yep.
And you let the client know, this isn't about your pocketbook. This is about the honor of the Philadelphia Eagles. You must be a big Eagle fan to
of
make
course.
This, Sarah. You love
of course,
that, right?
We do.
All right, one more. Jim, I got to know this. The word leaks out. This probably is true somewhere in the court system in New Jersey that you find out the judge is a Cowboy fan. How do you handle that legal dilemma?
Well, I think then we have to check how did he pass the bar in the first place.
He must have cheated, right?
Right, right.
He must have cheated. Could you actually, in a court of law, say, Your Honor, we just found out you're a Cowboy fan. I need you to recuse yourself immediately.
I think so.
That's awesome. Jim McHugh, thank you, and thank your entire law firm. You guys are awesome. If you need help with serious issues, you come to this law firm. They're fantastic. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thanks so much, Angelo.
Jim McHugh, ladies and gentlemen. And Al, they set us up. Did you see the spread
food they
put out?
And we got paninis, Wawa stuff. It's unbelievable the amount of stuff we
have. Done other remotes, Jim. They do nothing. I can't believe it. Now, the other remotes, quite honestly, more people showed up than just the boss. But that's however it works. Let's go to Pat in Northeast Philly. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Ann, how you doing?
Pat, can I ask you a question? Should I be happy that Carson Wentz is not even dressing for the final game he plays in Washington?
Why not?
I mean, it's kind of what he had coming to him, isn't it?
Yes, especially, I mean, could you imagine if the last game was Washington was here instead of the Giants?
Oh, wow. No, but he literally, they handed him one last chance last week.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to win the game. and he was terrible. He threw three interceptions. In fact, I want to play that for you a second. But, Pat, tell me what you think of the Eagles game Sunday.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to see the Eagles win last week, but I'm going to put a positive spin on their loss. So if they win last week, that means Wentz or Hurts doesn't play this week.
It's true.
And Hurts doesn't play this week. The bye the final week. And if you're talking about maybe this new scenario coming in where the NFC gets extended another week, you're talking maybe 6 or 7 weeks where Hurts hasn't seen any game time. Let's play him in the first half, get a nice big lead, and then rest our starters.
Yeah. I you know what I need to say? That he's okay. I need him to throw a couple of those long ones really accurate. He's been phenomenal with his accuracy this year. I want to know he's there back to where he was before. And then whatever happens after that, once you got the game secured, Pat, you're right. Then I just want to be comfortable with what happened. That's why I would never bet on the game, because that 14 points out.
Oh, no, well, you're not going to know it.
If you call
sides,
off the dogs, what do you got at the end?
You got a preseason game.
But, Pat, your scenario is exactly right. I just want to make sure he's ready for the biggest games at the link in the playoffs the following 2 weeks. That's what I need.
And no RPOs. Just hand the ball to Sanders and then don't let him take one hit.
I wish you were the coordinator this
week. Run the
Pat,
ball!
We'd have a better chance. Pat, give me a song.
And my song almost covers every almost all the shore cities on the way to Cape May.
Oh, nice.
That's a great. Would you stay online with On the Way to Cape May? That is a great classic local song. Mm-hmm. People love that song. Just so you understand, is this the final, Barrett Brooks, is this the final appearance Carson Wentz will ever make as a starting quarterback in the National Football League? Here's what he did last Sunday.
Well, he's following McLaurin, and that's the direction that Wentz is looking. And there's Denzel Ward looking for the pick. He's got it. Wentz, deep shot, underthrown ball, and it's another Carson Wentz interception. This time, it's Grant Delpit. Wentz, deep ball. Dotson in double coverage. Grant Delpit had his hands on it, and it's picked off for a second time today by Delpit.
Right, here's Barrett, are we always going to say, my God, where did the 2017 Carson Wentz go?
I think we do.
What
and
happened?
I mean, that injury just had more of an effect on him than we thought it was going to have, number one. Number two, he doesn't do well in competitive situations when he has to compete for his job.
Yeah, huh.
He just can't do it. And to be an athlete and understand what it is to go out there and be a warrior. If you can't handle the competition within your locker room, then why do you think you can handle the competition being out on the field?
That's a great point. Every time he was in that position, whenever he was in that position, he failed.
Yes, exactly.
He could not defend his own turf. And that's why when Hurts came onto the team, he was already losing the battle even before there was one.
Well, he had lost that battle way before then, because there's a statue in front of the Eagles Stadium with Nick Foles. Yeah. So it all started back then. He just couldn't compete with that and being the second fiddle to Foles. Since Foles won the Super Bowl, he didn't even think that he won a Super Bowl. To him, that ring means nothing to him because didn't win that Super Bowl.
Barrett Brooks, you are very, very – I learn a lot from listening to you.
Uh-oh.
Al, I have learned nothing from you today.
That's true.
Nothing whatever. You realize not one word – nothing you've said has in any way made me learn.
I'm used to just like being home.
John is up next. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
What are you feeling, Johnny?
It's kind of crazy. I'm thinking – put Minshew in, see what he can do.
Oh, my God.
And then Hurts.
We always go to one call.
Right, John, John, right now, are you at a bar?
Get there.
No, if not, then check yourself into a mental institution. The season's on the line, and you're going to see Minshew first to see how he does.
They're going to be playing the backup, so I don't want – I mean, it's like a preseason game. They're going to be trying to kill whoever they can get their hands on.
Great, John. Whoever. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Mm-hmm. Do you have a song? Because Rhea would love to have you with her in the Nova Care
Box. Sing it.
All right, what do you got, John?
Motown Philly, Boys to Men.
Already mentioned.
Already mentioned.
Thank
but,
God.
I would have accepted 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Tom is up next in Seattle. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you doing today?
Tom, what's your song?
I really don't have any, Angelo.
All right. What did you want to say?
Angelo, we just have to do one thing someday. It's win, baby, win.
Yeah, I agree. But I would like to do that by reestablishing how much better my team is than the other teams in the conference. And we could do that by running the ball, no?
Yeah, they better run the ball.
All right, Tom, I'm glad we are in agreement on that. Glenn from Center City's up. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good morning.
What's your song?
My song is New York by Alicia Keys. That's one badass song.
All right, let me hear it.
Please make it stop.
All right, by the way, Alicia Keys just called this law firm. Yes. She is filing a suit against you. You have destroyed her song.
That's
Glenn.
Actually Jay-Z, too. That's
that
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, too.
It's the Empire State of Mind or something like that.
They play that instead of Sinatra.
It'll be a
now.
Joint lawsuit. Oh, man. Dom is here. Dom, do you have a song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to go Africa Toto.
All right, you got that? Africa by Toto. Very famous song. That's not a city or that's a continent.
Yeah, it's the continent.
That's
yeah.
not going to work. I can't do it, Tom. T is up next. Hi, T. Do you have a song?
Yeah, I have a quick question for Rita. Thanks for everything you've done, Angelo. Appreciate your time. Rita.
Yes.
What time are the new defensive coordinators speaking today of Juan Castillo and Mike Sirianni?
Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
The song today is probably, let's do Tennessee Whiskey if it wasn't said.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey is on the list. That's a good song, and Ava can very much sing that. She's going to sing all of them in a minute. TR's up. TR, what's your song?
That was it, Tennessee Whiskey. By
Wow, that's unfortunate timing there. Joe, I need a song. Joe is not there. I will. One more, Jesse. Jesse, you got last crack.
Okay, it's Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Oh, mention.
Already stated, it is not available or eligible. Mm. All right, this is important. Rhea, remember, they're going to be sitting in the NovaCare luxury box with you
will.
And all these fine doctors. And that should be.
It's a lot of fun. The guy who came last week, Mike, brought his grandson, Vinny, who had a blast. It was awesome.
You know what kills me? It's 4:25. Rhea, that throws the whole Sunday schedule off, doesn't it?
Well, not for me. I know it does for you because your ass is just going to get even, you know, really more numb by sitting there all day long.
I'm going to be so scared. No, you don't understand. It's 3 more hours of tension.
I know.
Al, aren't you going to be terrified before that kickoff?
No, I'm so confident that they're going to win this game. But
you've never been terrified once.
No.
Are you kidding? Barrett, will you be nervous before that game?
I'm always nervous before a game.
See that?
Whether I'm playing or not, I get nervous.
You guys came out on fire after that loss on Sunday. Guys were on fire. Even Jaworski looked unhappy.
Oh, I mean, I was so – if you notice, I just sat back and didn't say much, you know, because I didn't want to say anything because I was at a point that I was going to say some stuff I shouldn't have said, and it wouldn't be good for TV.
That's
so.
Why we bring you on here.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
We
wanted you to say
stuff,
all the stuff
Barrett.
You wouldn't say on television. Besides, if Barkamp and Ruben Frank, had gotten physical, who wins that fight? No, Al, they were screaming at each other.
I love that.
Barkamp
I'm so sorry I
missed it. Versus Frank for all the marbles. Who wins the fight?
Oh, I don't know, because I think that, you know, Rube might get him just because he carries pens with him. You know, he's a writer. So
he might use a foreign object?
Yeah, he might use something on him. So.
Ruben Frank's a cheater? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sad to hear. All right, Ava Graham,
yes.
Are you ready to croon our five finalists? And then we're going to put him in a hat, right?
All right, yep.
All right, here we go. These are the five winners today.
Meet me tonight in Atlantic City, Havana, Unana. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh la la. Motown Philly's back again. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Cause I live and breathe this Philadelphia freedom.
Wow.
That's it.
Excellent.
Ava, that was a hell of a job.
You crushed that.
All right, so they're all in here.
Allow us to praise you. That was great.
That was really good.
I started weak, okay, and the winner
The winner is, sing it.
Viva Las Vegas.
Ah! Going. Viva Las Vegas. Viva NovaCare Luxury Box.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Ava Graham.
Yes.
Do you have It's Time to Do It?
All right. The line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. And Al had a lot of hits today, and this is one of them.
I'm sure we have a werewolf listening that can actually call.
What? No, I don't think Eskin gets up till now.
Love you, Howard. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore at Chevy Equinox Month. January means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your road to ArminChevy.com. Do you think Jalen Hurts should play on Sunday against the Giants? Angelo, it is higher. 92% say
that
yes.
That makes no sense. More people think he should play than that he will play. Wow. All right. I want to thank all these great people here. Do you have a list?
I do. So I have a thank you to Jim McHugh from Lopez and McHugh that we were here today. I really appreciate your donation to the Eagles Autism Foundation. Martha Sherman, Martha Agnew, Gabby Weiss, Trent Dobes, Madison McQuirk, and Bryce Rozier. And thanks to all the staff for coming in early today and for the Wawa and all the good stuff. We so appreciate you. Back to you, Ange.
All right. Thank you very much. Our assistant here on site has been Ava Graham. Back at the station was Rhea Hughes helping out.
Dan Wilson.
Also, we had Dan Wilson back there cutting tape and helping us that way. We want to thank our producer, Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Am I leaving anybody out,
Engineer
Ava?
Engineer Dave Breitmeyer.
Engineer Dave. I almost forgot you, and I just whacked him.
Yeah, you did.
stay tuned tomorrow. We're doing a Football Friday. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie coming up next. How did we do to that?